What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here from the capital of North Dakota, we have John Gottfried. He is the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner. And John, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me, Warren. This is it's a great opportunity to be here and happy to be here.
Well, we're glad we could catch you swinging through Jamestown. And we got a pretty important topic to get to today. Of course, we just talked before jumping on here. North Dakota's gone through drought for so many years now. And now we seem to be on the opposite end of that spectrum with flooding. And we know the state is very prone to flooding. Today, flood insurance is what we're going to talk about. Large storms rolling through our area recently flooded some smaller communities. Carrington, the most recent. Let's talk about the importance of flood insurance. I'm sure this is a question you don't give very often because flooding doesn't happen as often maybe as we see.
Well, it happens fairly frequently, to be honest.
Oh, it does.
I mean, it's all over the state. We've had Grand Forks has gone through it in 97. Fargo's gone through their issues. Valley City, you think of Minot. I mean, Bismarck in 2011, we had a significant flood probably 2 years ago in Western North Dakota, some overland flooding. I mean, you don't think about it. So these things happen more often than we'd probably like. And we can't quite seem to figure it out in North Dakota, whether we have too much water or not enough. And usually when we have too much, it's in a really short time frame. And so that causes some damage. And also, especially when you get the eastern side of the state, the water has nowhere to go.
Right.
It's so flat. And so it makes some issues there. And so when you talk flood insurance, number one, it's really important that everybody look at it. You know, there is nobody that is immune to flooding. I live in Bismarck and we live up on the top of the hill towards, in the middle of town there. But we still look at it because, again, you get a torrential downpour, you get some rain, something like that. You know, you can have flooding and it's, you think of an inch of water in your house and how much damage that can cause. That's, you're looking at $25,000 before you know it just from an inch of water. And the thing that people don't understand I admit it's a frustration. It's not a part of your traditional homeowner's policy. This is generally through the National Flood Insurance Program, which is a federally run program. I would love to see some changes to that. It absolutely makes some sense for a Midwestern state like North Dakota to figure out a way to probably handle this a little better, because we have a hard time with people understanding their own insurance policy, but then have to layer a thing on top of that, like flood insurance. Now, if you're in a floodplain, if you're by a river, generally do your mortgage, you're going to have that flood insurance. But, again, it goes back to floods affect everybody. And so everybody should be looking at this. And if you're in a small community, or if you're not near a river, not near a lake, not near some traditional body of water, that flood insurance can actually be really affordable. And so, but it's just another thing people have to think to talk about and talking to their agent to make sure that they're getting covered, because, the minute that you have a flood in a Carrington, if you don't have flood insurance and you go to your homeowner's agent and say, "Hey, boy, I'm sure glad I got this homeowner's insurance." And they may go, "Ooh, sorry. We can cover certain things, but we're not going to be able to cover the bulk of it because that's the flood insurance program." And that, again, we get those calls all the time. I understand that frustration. This is a federal program that we've been advocating for years to make some changes to. It generally is to help support those coastal cities and coastal areas from hurricanes and things like that. And that's why it makes sense to be a national program in that sense, because you've got such a broad, we've got so much coastline in this country. But for a Midwestern rural state like us, there may be some better options that we've been trying to fight for a private flood market in the state just haven't gotten over the hump.
Well, and I'm sure this is an overly used statement, but insurance always that peace of mind too. And I don't know how many times, you get car insurance, you think everything's covered. Oh, not the windshield though. So maybe that's something individuals need to be looking at, right? Well, does this cover that?
And that's part of our goal at the insurance department. I'd like to say we're the best kept secret in North Dakota. Our primary mission at the insurance department is to be consumer protection and consumer advocacy. So usually, again, the minute that you pick up the phone call and say, "Hey, insurance company, I got into a car wreck. My house has got damaged." You're going to be at a disadvantage. It's not a secret, I guess, but it behooves these companies to pay only the claims they have to pay. And so when you're talking with an insurance company, they deal with that every single day. They know the language, they know the lingo, they know what they're looking for. And you as a consumer probably don't deal with that unless it's something's happened in your life, whether you've been in a car wreck, you've had a house fire or something like that. And so that's where we step in as the insurance department. You can give us a call. We can advocate on your behalf with those companies, because I've got consumer assistant folks who do this on a day-to-day basis, and they know the lingo too, and they can fight it back just as much as anybody else. So like I said, we're one of the best kept secrets. And there are no dumb questions when it comes to insurance. Because again, it's one of those things that you buy at the time, you buy a car, you buy a home, you buy whatever. And I'll be honest, I don't look at my policy every day. I don't look at my stuff. I mean, I want it to be there when something happens.
Absolutely.
And so you hope and never need it, but you've got it there when it happens. And when it happens, it can be complex. And that's where we step in to say, hey, you know, let me take this over, Warren. I can ask these questions. I can get this done for you. You've got cleanup to deal with. You've got an auto issue to deal with. You've got a health insurance issue to deal with. Let us take that over for you and work with the insurance company to make sure you get paid what you're supposed to.
Nice to know that we have that in our back pocket. Yep. For sure. John Godfrey, again, is the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, our guest right now, and let's talk about it. Focusing in on flooding insurance. Again, with flooding occurring now, we're seeing it a lot more right now. And like you said, very prone to flooding here in North Dakota. What are some of these steps that people should take to go about submitting claims? Because like you said, we don't do it very often.
The first step is have that conversation with your agent. You know, the value of a good insurance agent is these type of questions, right? Being able to come in and say, hey, I got this home. I want to review this. You should be reviewing these things on an annual basis. And a good agent will help you do that. You know, because things change, life changes. You got an addition to the house. You've done something different. You want to make sure that's covered. So being in touch with your insurance agent is a really important piece. When it comes to flood insurance, again, this probably won't help the folks in Carrington, but it's that there's a 30-day waiting period.
Yeah.
So when you buy a flood insurance policy, it's 30 days till it becomes active. You know, we've seen a lot of uptick in North Dakota on flood insurance policies after a flood, right? So Grand Forks is really covered. Fargo's got some good coverage. Minot, same way. It's we're trying to hopefully prevent people from having to go through the loss to get the coverage, right? And so just having those discussions with your agent to make sure that you're covered with everything that you need. Even getting a quote, looking at, okay, how much is flood insurance for a guy like me? And what does that mean? And what does that mean if I don't have it? What does it mean if I do have it? So it's one, having that agent connection. Two, if you need to file a claim, you know, that agent should be able to help you get that through the NFIP. You can always call us at the insurance department. It's 328-2440 is our hotline number. We're on insurance.nd.gov. Insurance@nd.gov is our email. So we take any and all questions. You know, I like to tell people, if you don't ask us questions, the folks that I have on my team that do this on a daily basis and get a lot of satisfaction out of helping people, they don't get to do their job.
Right.
So don't ever feel bad about reaching out to questions for us, because people, that's what we do. We're here to help. So, but again, it's having those discussions up front. It's making sure you know what your policy covers, what it doesn't. And so you're not surprised by it when an event happens.
Sure.
And you know, again, we hear it all the time. I bought this policy 10 years ago when I bought my home. I haven't talked to my agent. I don't even know who my agent is anymore. I've got these policy documents here. Even if you find those policy documents, it'll tell you how to file a claim, but there's a lot of value in touching base with your agent on a regular basis. Sure. and making sure that, you know, you've got the coverage up to date. Nothing's changed. You know, you're able to take advantage of the insurance coverage, yeah, that you do have.
Now, you shared too, Mr. Godfrey, you shared that, you know, people can reach out if they have questions and everything. And some of the things that the insurance commission does and what you do on a daily basis, is there a certain point that people should be reaching out, or is it like at any stage of that process that they can be touching base with you?
Honestly, it's at any stage. Even before you buy it, if you got questions about, hey, what should I be looking for with my homeowner's insurance? Yeah. I'm a new homeowner, first time homeowner, or I'm buying a car, or my son's off to college and he's driving Uber now. What do I need to do? You know, again, it comes down to, there are no dumb questions when it comes, right, to insurance. That's where we're here to help. And so you can call us at any point along the way. We generally like to say, you call us before you call an attorney, because what we run into is, you know, you bang your head against the wall. You're angry at your insurance company. They're not paying me the claim I'm supposed to do, so I'm going to sue them. I'm going to call an attorney. Well, now you got to pay an attorney. And what we've seen in the past, frankly, is those attorneys call us. And they'll say, hey, John, can you, I've got a client here who's got this issue. The client could have just called us. And we tell the attorney that, and you know, but again, now there's another bill going to the client to say, guess what? I called the insurance department on your behalf and we got this taken care of. It's like, well, you could just do that too. So give us a call before you do any of that stuff. We'll let you know if it gets to a point where you need to maybe call an attorney or you need to get further down the road, but let us take a crack at it first. Sure. You know, you'd be surprised at what we can do. So it's at any phase of that process. If you got any questions at all, because it is complex, we know it. I mean, I've been in this job for 6 years, and I still got staff that probably have forgotten more about insurance than I know, and I think I'm pretty knowledgeable on it. But you know, that's what they do on a day to day basis. They love being experts in this stuff, and it is a really fascinating industry when you get into it.
But and if anything, let this serve as a reminder, maybe to catch up with your agent, take a look at everything, make sure you have the same agent, make sure your policy covers everything. But one more time, John, if people do have questions, want to reach out to your department, what are some ways they can?
Yeah, it's 701 328-2440 is our hotline number. Insurance.nd.gov is our website. There's a lot of information there. And then insurance@nd.gov is our email as well. And just one more reminder too, if you do find yourself in a claim, if something's happened, whether that's a flood issue, whether that's an auto accident, the most important thing you can do first is document it. So get out your smartphone, take a video of what's going on, take some pictures, get all that done before you do anything. That'll save you in the long run. If you got flooding, I lived through the 97 flood. The first thing you want to do is get that carpet out of the basement, get that rid of it because it stinks and it's awful. Take the video first before you do anything, before you remove anything, do anything. That'll come in handy when you start filing that claim. So the first step is to document. Second step is probably call your agent.
Perfect. Yeah. Great tips here today. And again, reach out if you have questions today to the North Dakota Insurance Commission. And John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was great to stop in.